From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A massive bipartisan bill funding all federal agencies through September was passed today by the Republican-led House. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the so-called omnibus appropriations measure is now headed to the Democratic-led Senate.
The House vote on the $1.1 trillion omnibus was 359-67. Only three of the votes against it came from Democrats, who supplied most of the votes in favor. One of them came from Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern.
I will support this bill very reluctantly because the alternative is far worse. Yet another Republican shutdown of the government.
The Republican chairman of the Appropriations Committee, Kentucky's Hal Rogers, reminded lawmakers that passing spending bills is their top responsibility.
And 3.5 months into the fiscal year, I'd say it was just about past the time that we pass this legislation.
Passage by the Senate is expected this week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction is sounding the alarm about a large increase in opium production in the country. He says it's leading to corruption, more financial support for the Taliban, and is putting reconstruction efforts there at risk. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Special Inspector General John Sopko told the Senate panel there's more land in Afghanistan under poppy cultivation today than when the U.S. overthrew the Taliban in 2002. He says the value of the heroin produced by the poppies is now about $3 billion, or roughly 15% of the country's gross domestic product. Afghanistan produces 90% of the world's heroin, Sopko says, and some of it is now reaching Canada and the United States. Sopko says a robust law enforcement effort is needed, but neither the U.S. nor the Afghan government is focused on counter-narcotics. Afghanistan, he says, could become a narco-criminal state. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Prices at the wholesale level rose last month, pushed higher by rising gas and energy prices. The Labor Department says its producer price index, a measure of the cost of goods before they head down the pipeline to consumers, was up 0.4%. Economist Hugh Johnson says it's the kind of report Wall Street likes.
In many ways, when we see a positive number on wholesale prices, it's good news for the financial markets, particularly good news for the Federal Reserve that wants to, for lack of a better way of saying it, preserve the rate of inflation.
Government's wholesale inflation gauge shows over the past 12 months prices are up just 1.2%. Federal Reserve in its latest region-by-region snapshot of the economy says gains in consumer spending and factory output helped to fuel economic growth in most of the 12 districts where the Fed has member banks. A strong day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 108 points to close at 16,481. The S&P 500 gained 9 points to close at a new record high. The NASDAQ was up 31 points. This is NPR. President Obama today pledged to keep up the pressure on lawmakers to restore jobless benefits to an estimated 1.3 million and counting Americans whose long-term unemployment checks were cut off at year's end. Speaking today at an event in North Carolina, the president noted efforts to reach a compromise have hit a roadblock in the Senate. He said with the job market still difficult in many areas of the country, people need support while they search for a new job. The EPA has released a study highlighting the environmental risks of mining for gold in southern Alaska. NPR's Martin Costi reports the study's ammunition for opponents of the proposed pebble mine near Bristol Bay.
In Alaska, the controversy over the Pebble Mine project has been raging for years, and the EPA is careful to say that this study is not a policy recommendation. It calls it a resource for the decision-making process, but the mine's opponents will likely use it to buttress their case. The study says gold and copper mining would destroy up to 94 miles of streams in what is one of the world's last unspoiled salmon fisheries. The mine's developers say Bristol Bay has huge economic potential and could produce as much as 80 billion pounds of copper and 100 million ounces of gold. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Federal prosecutor helped convict former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich of being brought in to help investigate an apparent political payback scandal involving some New Jersey state employees, including a former top aide to administration of Governor Chris Christie. The investigation centers on allegations those close to the governor shut down lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge as retaliation against the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, for not endorsing Christie's reelection bid. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.